for being here today. Thank the Lord for being in the meeting. Pray the Lord to help us out here today. You know, I depend upon the Lord for His blessing to us. So I think everybody knows who I am. Oh. I guess it's on, you know. I thank the Lord for salvation. Thank the Lord for the blessings that the Lord has given us. I appreciate the Lord. I can say that He never has failed me. I appreciate that. I want to turn. We want to talk about faith. You know, we all need faith. And I pray the Lord, you know, people, they say, Brother Gordon, you got faith. Well, I need more faith. You know, the enemy will try to doubt, cause you to doubt, but you know, we can still have faith in God. It's a wonderful thing to have faith in God. It's a wonderful thing to live for the Lord. And it's a wonderful thing to be obedient to the Lord. I pray today that the Lord will help us out. I'd like to turn to the 11th chapter, start out at the 11th chapter of Mark. And I want to read the 22nd verse of the 11th chapter of Mark. This is Jesus talking to you and I. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Brother, we need faith. No matter how long we live this life, we're going to have to increase our faith as we go through life. And it says, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, the same, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You know, that's a wonderful promise. To think that we can just have anything, not anything wickedly, but anything that's good, we can ask the Lord and we can have it. Isn't that wonderful? It's a wonderful thing to have that. And I thought about, you know, it was talking about a mountain being removed. I was talking to an individual a while back, and they said that wasn't talking about the natural mountain. But I'm going to say here today that it can be a natural mountain. God can do anything. But we've got to have faith. Faith in Him. We've got to believe that He is able to help us. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have faith in God. I thought about my ministry. We've been tried. We've been tested through and through. And we came out faithful. Not bragging or anything, but the Lord is able. How much faith that we have, you know, it talks about little faith. It talks about great faith. And I want great faith. I want the Lord to give me great faith. But it said here, it says, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea. Now that's a wonderful thing. That God can just say, tell this mountain, be no more. And it's it. You know, God wants you and I to have faith in Him. You know, we need to have faith, at least a little faith, to get saved. But I feel like that we've got to have faith. Faith is something that can help us through this life. Faith is something that, you know, when you get sick or when your children get sick, well, you can have faith. Lord, I know You're able to heal all manner of sicknesses. I know You can heal all manner of diseases, everything. God is a mighty God. But we need faith in Him. Faith that the Lord will take us through. I want to turn to the Hebrews. Hebrews 11 chapter, these very familiar scriptures. 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we just want to start at the first verse. You know, I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate how He's helped us. He's healed us. He healed our children. Healed my wife. And that's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to do that. But it said here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Confidence. I believe this is talking about having confidence in God. God is the only one that is able to help us in this life, protect us as we go through life, but it's through faith. You know, the one scripture, well, over here, let me read this. The sixth verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrews in the sixth verse. It says, but without faith, it is impossible. Now, what does that really mean? It's impossible, isn't it? If we want to get something from God, we're going to have faith. And it said here, it's impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe. You know, I thought about the scripture said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. Believe in God, believe in Jesus. You know, I've told this, and it's sad. It breaks my heart. Over the radio, they said something about the University of Oklahoma, said that they believed in God, but they wondered about Christ. Brother, we don't need to wonder about Christ. Christ is real. Christ died on the cross. Christ is able to deliver us from all sins. He's able to do that. So, Christ is very important. And we need to believe in Jesus and know that He is the Savior of the world. Know that He is able to help us. Know that He's able to do abundantly. Just think about that. All that we ask or think. You know, I can think a lot, but can't you? God is a mighty God. This is where it seems to me like that this is where a lot of people one scripture says, if we have faith and doubt not. Well, I just read that, I think. Doubting is a bad thing. I don't think we'll get anything if we doubt. But if we have the faith, the confidence, the substance, that means confidence. The confidence in Christ and in God. You know, we can go through with victory. May the Lord help us today. Brother, we really need the faith. But it said here, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. If they obtain a good report, we can obtain a good report. And today, I appreciate anyone that has faith in God, because it's a wonderful thing to have faith in God. It will help us as we go through life. It will help us to do the things that is pleasing in the sight of God. I want to turn to Romans, the fourth chapter. You know, I thought about Abraham. Well, we always called him Faithful Abraham. Because he was faithful. And in the fourth chapter of Romans and the 18th verse, it says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak, in faith. Brother, we don't want to be weak in faith. You know, it talks about in the Bible, it says a little faith. Even Jesus told his disciples, a little faith. Well, we want great faith. You know, it talks about great faith. And I pray today that the Lord will help us. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, whom he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered. You know, today I believe a lot of people is staggering. You know, we don't need to stagger. You know, this is what will hinder us from really getting the victory or getting a hold of the blessings of the Lord is when we stagger. You know, we don't need to stagger. But it said, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. You know, he had unbelief back then. No doubt the devil just tried to fight him every step of the way. And I remember, we read, I won't turn over there, but I remember when he was going to sacrifice his own son. You know, he loved his, I know he did. I know he loved his son. You know, they hadn't had any children. When he adopted his child, no doubt he rejoiced, you know, in his heart, you know. But you know what? He was willing himself to sacrifice his own son. Well, you know, it seemed like at the beginning, I couldn't hardly comprehend that myself. You know, that was his only son, Brother Head. He loved him. But yet, he was willing to sacrifice his own son. But here he said, and then, what did the Lord say after that he was willing to sacrifice? He said, how'd that go? That he believed, he believed in him or something to that effect. What's that?
I know that you love me.
Yeah. See, I know that you love me. See, the Lord tested out Abraham, and Abraham was willing to make the sacrifice and kill his own son, but he might have believed that the Lord would raise him up, you know. But may God help us today. And here he said, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Abraham was strong in faith. Brother, we need to be strong in faith. Faith will never fail you. Faith is something that will overthrow all the wickedness and evil and sin that's in the world today. It can overthrow this. Lord, help us today. Let us not stagger at the promises of God. But it said here, said he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to the Lord. Do we want to give glory to the Lord? I want to give glory to the Lord. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I appreciate. And listen here what it says in the 21st. And being fully persuaded. Brother, we need to be fully persuaded. You know, this is something that I feel like that if we have the faith, I know the Lord will let us go through some trials and some tests and some things like that. But He wants us to be faithful. How that say, be faithful to the end and we shall receive, how's that? I can't get a hold of that. But we need to be faithful to the end. And it said, and he being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. You know, the Lord is able. Sometimes we go through a trial And it looks real, you know, seems like it's hard. You know, really looks hard. But you know, if we hold on to God and pray, you know, sometimes I pray, Lord, give me more faith. Lord, give me something that I can hold out, that I could be victorious in. You know, we need to be victorious. We need to be strong. And the Lord is able to help us out here. And it said here, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. You know, I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us. I pray the Lord to give us more of the faith, more confidence in God. You know, God is real. And He's alive. And you know, a lot of people, you know, they say, well, it's just sort of like a fairy tale. You know, you hear I've heard people say, oh, that's just, we don't know if there's a God. Well, I do. I know there's a God. I mean, there's nobody can tell me there ain't no God. And, you know, I've said this before, but this really happened. And, I know y'all are going to have to, forgive me, but I don't believe there's any infidels. I really don't. Reason I said this, Brother McCoy, you know, he was our pastor. He's gone now. But, Brother McCoy, he just happened to go outside of the chapel, and this man that he'd been talking to, and he said, "Oh," he said, "there ain't no God." He said, "I don't believe in God," and so he said that he was walking, and so there was a young person, you know, seemed like young people, they drive pretty fast. But he was driving real fast, and he hit this man. And Bud McCoy said he knew that he heard that man say, "Lord, help me." But he died. I don't know how, what the income it was, but Bud McCoy said he heard that man say, "Lord," and he was supposed to be an infidel. Well, I'm not going to ask anyone if they don't believe in the infidels, but I don't know. I just I feel like that everybody, you know, the Lord deals with every soul. He deals with every soul. He don't leave no the people that's infidels. You know, he don't cast them aside, and these homosexuals, he gives them a chance. You know, to repent and do right. He loves every soul. The Lord does love every soul. He don't like the way they do, but that soul is precious in the sight of God. But I thought about how that we really need to have faith in God. We really need to believe that the Lord is able to help us out and to bless us in every need. I want to turn to Romans, the 10th chapter. And I want to get a scripture here. 10th chapter and about the 17th verse. It says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." You know, this is why that we really need to preach the Bible, the truth. Because someone might hear a precious promise and might got a hold of it, you know, might get a hold of the things of God. It's believing. You know, if we don't believe, just like I read, without faith, it's impossible. I mean, there's no way. And I'm going to say this, but there's no way that we can really get a hold of God if we don't have faith. And if we don't have the faith for ourselves and for our children, how can the Lord help us? It says, without faith. Brother, we need faith. We really do need faith. And I pray. You know, a lot of people, they say, well, Brother Gordon got faith. Well, I got some faith, but I need more faith, Brother Ed. I don't think you can get too much faith. It is something to think about that we need faith. I'd like to turn over to James, the fifth chapter. Lord, help us. We're here to thank the Lord. Fifth chapter of James. And 15th verse. It says, and the prayer of faith, a prayer of faith. If we pray, we need to have the prayer of faith. To pray the prayer of faith. It says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith. You know, every time we anoint someone, I said, Lord, help us to have the faith to believe. Help us to have the faith. Do not doubt. You know, if we doubt, this is where we're going to get in trouble with God. Is doubting. We don't need to doubt. We need to have faith. You know, I thought about the scripture. I believe it's over in Acts. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus. Well, faith is believing. And I thought about how that he said, believe on the Lord Jesus. This is where we need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a wonderful Savior. And He's able to help us. You know, so, a lot of people, they think, well, I don't know if Jesus will help us. Well, if we don't believe that Jesus is going to help us, I don't know if He'll help us or not. Unless, you know, He wants to, prove something to us. You know, He might do that. But I thought about, you know, I can tell you a lot of things. I'm not going to take up all the time, but I can tell you a lot of things, how the Lord has healed our family. And I appreciate it. You know, I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I appreciate it. I mean, it sort of touches me, you know, to see the Lord heal my wife and heal my children. And And I thought about, even today, they're not saved. But you know, they called us for prayer. Dad, I need prayer. I said, well, we'll go to prayer. We'll pray for you. Pray for your problems and all these things that the Lord will help you out. And you know, that's a wonderful thing. To have children to call for their mother and dad, to pray for them. They know that we have faith and all. But I pray today, I pray the Lord to help us and to bless us. But it said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord, it said the Lord shall raise him up. And if we have committed sins, they shall be forgiven you. Confess your faults one to another. And pray for one for another. You know, we need to pray for one for another. And it said here, pray one for another that ye may be healed. It said the effectual fervent prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, I believe that. You know, if we get down to business and we earnestly pray. I remember one time my wife was expecting and she was having some problems. I went outside and got down on my knees and I just cried, Lord, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. And you know the Lord came to the rescue. Isn't that wonderful? You know, that's really encouraging. You know, to think about that. But brother, we need the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love and the power that the Lord has given us. You know, the Lord has all power. I'm thankful for that, aren't you? He's got all power in heaven and in earth. I want to turn to Matthew. The 8th chapter, I believe the 8th chapter of Matthew. Oh, I appreciate faith. You know, without faith, I don't know where I would be. But I know that I need faith. I need more faith. Then I don't think you can get enough. But I thought about this scripture here in the 8th chapter and the 28th verse. The 9th chapter, I'm sorry. 9th chapter and the 28th verse. It says, And when he was come unto the house, the blind man came to Jesus. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? Do we really believe that Jesus can heal all manner of sicknesses? Do we believe that? Do we believe that the Lord can save a man to the uttermost? I believe that, don't you? Jesus, you know, when he was here on earth. He raised the dead. You know, they were dead, but He raised them. They was alive. You know, that's a lot of power. I'm thankful that I'm living for Jesus, living for the Lord, because they could protect us, can care for us. But it said, believe on the Lord, believe ye that I am able to do this. They said unto him, yea, Lord. I mean, yes, Lord. Lord, we believe it. Then touching he their eyes, saying, now listen to what it says. It says, according to your faith. In other words, according to how much faith that we have in Jesus. How much faith? It says, according to your faith. Now, if we have little faith, I don't know if we're going to get much. But if we have great faith, and we can have great faith, I think we can do. We can get a whole lot of things from the Lord. And then we need a lot of things for the Lord. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And it said, and their eyes were open. They were blind, but their eyes was open. Oh, thank the Lord. Isn't that that's wonderful power. Brother Permit, that's wonderful power. It said, according to our faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Well, I don't know why he said it like that, but but the thing of it is, we need to be a light in the world. It says to let our light shine before men. Oh, that's women too. That they may glorify. You know, God wants to be glorified. And He wants to be glorified through His people. And I thought about it. You know, it says God is a spirit. You can't see a spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And you know, He just have you and I to be a light to this old world. Lord, help us today. Help us that we won't fail the Lord. I want to drop back to the 22nd verse of the 9th chapter. And Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith, in other words, her faith, has made thee whole. Her faith. It wasn't his faith, it was her faith. So today, we need faith in God. And if we have an affliction, why, we can pray. Lord, I thought about the disciples. You know, they said, Lord, increase my faith. Help me, Lord. to have more faith. Help me to believe that you're able to do, well, that's scripture, isn't it? Able to do abundantly. What is abundantly, Brother Ed?
That's a lot.
You know, it is a lot.
You said exceeding abundantly.
Yeah, well, now that, is that greater than that? See, exceeding. Well, I'm glad you said that. You helped me out. Exceedingly. Oh, Lord, help us today. God is so good to us. And He's able, you know, to heal all manner of sickness. He's able to do that. He's able to do all things. But you know, without faith, it says it's impossible to please Him. And I think there's another scripture, I don't know where it is, but it talks about that they had no faith. No faith at all. You know, I couldn't hardly... Surely people have faith, a little faith. But this says no faith. Oh yeah, that's right. That you have no faith. His own disciples that He chose. No faith. Oh Lord, help us today. And you know, another place that they talked about, you know, casting out devils and different things, well, they couldn't do it. Isn't that sad? That's not a good testimony, but Lord help us today. We really need faith. Faith will inspire us. Faith will take a hold of faith in God. Lord help us today. We need faith. We need to believe God. God's an almighty God. God's got all power. You know, it seemed like that if people can comprehend the power of God, that they would have faith in Him. That they will believe in Him, that He's able to take us through. That He's able to help us to endure. You know, the Scripture talks about enduring to the end. But we've got to have faith. You know, I thought about it. It seemed like older you get, the devil will work on your faith. And he's been saying to me, he says, you're not preaching the truth. You know, it's the devil. I want to preach the truth. I love the truth. The truth has made me free. Brother, I'm free. And I pray the Lord will help us out to hear today, that we will have the real faith deep down, faith that will touch the throne of God. You know, that is a wonderful thing, that we can have faith in God. Believe in God. A lot of people, you talk to them, well, I don't know. I don't know if there's a God or not, but brother, I can say there is a God. And I want to say another thing. He's able to judge us too, according to our faith and according to our works. And And all these things, we need the Lord. I tell you, I pray today, I pray that we won't lose faith. Faith in God that He would take us through and that He would lead us and guide us and direct us in every need. So I desire your prayers. You know, I wanna please the Lord. I don't know how long that I'm gonna live. I'm 77 now, I'll be 78 in November. Lord has helped us help us to be able to do our work and everything. And we painted our house. And at 77 years old, Brother Ed, you know, that's wonderful, isn't it? It's wonderful to realize that God has helped us out. And He's no respecter of persons. He's not going to just help me out. I mean, He's going to help everybody that believes, that has faith. He'll help them out. It's not just me. But if we have the faith, Brother, He's able to help us out. So I desire your prayers that the Lord will help us to endure to the end. Amen.